This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, delighted to be with you. I certainly am. Oh, my goodness, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Look for the gladness every day because the Lord is there, and He's always bringing you every spiritual blessing in the heavens, so there's no reason to be down in the dumps or sad of heart. God has great things in mind for you. And one of the great things that He has in mind for you is the fact that here we are together on Women of Grace Live, and it's Wednesday. It's a wacky Wednesday. You know that Sue Brinkman is with us on Wednesdays for our weird and wacky time together. But today, she is right here in studio with me on the campus of EWTN. So it's very, very special. If you are out there on social media, you can see her and you can see me. If you're not out there on social media, you might want to get out there. We want to hear from you no matter where you are. Let me give you an 800 number to use, a toll-free number to join us here live on Women of Grace Live. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, toll-free for you right here in North America. Outside of North America, you can call us too, country code 1-205-271. 2985 is the number for you to use. And again, you can see Sue and I if you go out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. We're there for you. Chat feature is there too. You put your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement into that chat feature. Guess what happens? It gets retrieved and we put it up there. Michael McCall is our golden retriever. He dashes out there and gets that done. I'm looking at Rich Jesse. He thought that was funny. He's laughing. I thought it was kind of funny myself. And we have Matthew Gubensky answering the phones. He just heard me mention Rich Jesse. He's our producer. He is on the other side of the window from where I am sitting right now. And I'm so glad you were with us today. I want to get right to Sue, but before I do, I've got to tell you about all of the stuff that's going on at Women of Grace. First of all, this week on television, on our Women of Grace television program that airs at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, you are having an opportunity to actually join us in a certain sense on the pilgrimage that Women of Grace led in December to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe right there in Mexico City to celebrate her feast day and our 20th anniversary of Women of Grace. Women of Grace is consecrated to Jesus through Our Lady of Guadalupe, and so it was a very special and meaningful time for us. And this whole week on EWTN television, it is a special. Even our opening for the show is a special with regard to this. And the programs are just very exciting and very wonderful. So I want to invite you to watch that. If you've missed some of them, we do have them archived for you there at our website, womenofgrace.com, and you can catch up. But if you go out to EWTN's website, you're going to see that we're right there in the slideshow banner. It's the first one up there, and gee, it looks so beautiful. And you get to see the beautiful shrine that we made to carry the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe into the plaza there that surrounds the beautiful basilica. And we carried that right in, and it was right at the altar there on her special feast day. I'll tell you, beside the altar, not on the altar. It was just a wonderful time, so I want you to see that. The other good news, and here I'd love to have a drum roll. There's my drum roll. I just want to tell you that our Moments with Mary study series is available for you right now. You can get out there to Women of Grace and purchase your own copy. This is Moments with Mary is a series on our Blessed Mother, the first installment of which is Who is Mary? That copy for that study, it's a 6-week study, is available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. We're going to have it here too at EWTN. So I don't think that EWTN RC has it yet, but they are going to have it. And we're very, very eager for you to join us for that study. It actually gets started. We've got one starting tonight. I understand, however, that that one is actually full, but there's another one that we're going to have a little later in this week, and we're going to be having them online. These are online studies, but we're also going to be having them in your own communities. So if you have a Women of Grace group there in your area, you can join them for it. If not, we want to invite you to be a facilitator. We surely do. You can join with women that you gather together, and you will be able to go through this study together. It's absolutely wonderful. And there is still more good news for you. I can't get over it. It is just a good news kind of a day right here on Women of Grace Live. I want to remind you about our Women of Grace retreat at Malvern, at the retreat house there that we go to every single year. St. Joseph in the Hills, I believe, is the official name, but everybody knows it by the Malvern Retreat House. Wonderful place. This is going to be June 28th through the 30th. I am so eager for this event, Divine Mercy, Crucible of New Life. Can you imagine? It's going to be such a beautiful time together. Divine Mercy, Crucible of New Life. Our two guest presenters, Father Ken Geraci. You all loved him last year. I invited him to come back because you all said, please have him back. And he accepted, and he's going to be there. And get this, Chris McGregor is going to be joining us. Discerning Hearts is her apostolic work. You can get out there and download that app and hear her interview. Marvelous people. She is going to be presenting for us. I do believe it's on Friday, June the 28th. But she's also going to be heading up our Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, and she has got a fantastic, beautiful, wonderful theme. It is Women Mystics, Union with God, and I would love for you to join us for both of those events, for all of those events. Get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. You can register right away. We're also going to have a Young Women of Grace opportunity for the young girls there. Moms, you can bring them. They can stay with you through the weekend. They will be welcomed at our opening and closing Women of Grace retreat events. But there's the whole day on Saturday is going to be for the young women. We are very, very excited about it. The theme is Divine Mercy in You. So it, just a wonderful opportunity. That's June. Actually, the Benedicta begins on June 27th, the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. It will last until the middle of the afternoon on June 28th, and then the retreat begins the evening of June 28th, runs through the 30th. All of the information is there for you at our website. But without further ado, here is Sue.
Oh, she's rhyming today. We're off to a great start. It's wackier than usual.
Well, it's wackier than usual because we are here together.
We're together. I know. You know, this is fun.
I know. It's so much fun. So Sue is here. We're doing the show together. It worked out so perfectly. And we're going to be doing television later today. So you're going to want to catch those shows when they air. I'll be sure to let you know when they're going to air. But all of that being said, we had a beautiful dinner last night.
Oh, we did. We had fun. The girls.
It was just the girls. Yeah, Jack stayed home. Yay. We had girl talk, which is going to continue through our program. We've got lots of good topics to discuss with you. We surely do. But we want to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. It is a wacky Wednesday. Yes, it is. We're going to be talking about the weird and the wacky that we see all around us. Call in with your question. Maybe there's something you're seeing, you're wondering about. If we don't have the answer, we can get the answer for you. But we have the answers to a lot of this stuff because Sue spends her days researching this kind of thing. 833-288-3986. Coming right back. Stay with us. Well, there you have it. You hear that wacky Wednesday music that lets you know it's Wednesday. If you didn't know what day of the week it is and you hear that music and you're listening to Women of Grace, it's definitely Wednesday. Sue Brinkman is with us today. I'm so excited about that, and we're going to get to your questions. I'm inviting you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here. We want to hear from you. Also, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page is also available for you. So you can use that chat feature there to get your question or comment to us. If you're outside of North America, your number, country code 1-205-271-2985. And I like to remind you that if you have a question and you can't get on the air, or, you know, for some reason it's the middle of the night and you're up and a question comes into your mind, you can always leave it for us at our listener comment call-in line. And that number is 205-795-5773. Today is the feast day of St. Dimphna. She's the patron saint of mental illness. I've had some people call in recently concerned about their own difficulties in that area or family members. So today is her feast day. We certainly do encourage you to pray for her intercession. If in fact you suffer in that way, or if you work with individuals who suffer in that way, we also want to let you know that available right now at EWTNRC.com is a beautiful illustrated booklet that contains a novena to St. Dimphna, Virgin and Martyr, and a litany to St. Dimphna, other prayers, and a very short biography. And that's available for you at EWTNRC.com. It's a paperback. It's easy to put into your handbag, ladies, or gentlemen. You could probably slide it into your breast pocket of your jacket or into your breeches. It was there for you. It's free standard shipping on orders of $75 or more. And the standard shipping, that applies only in the United States. So get on out there to EWTNRC.com to get this beautiful illustrated booklet that contains so many prayers to and information about this great saint, St. Dimphna. Well, Sue, I am so glad you're here. And we do get questions, don't we, oftentimes about, well, does the evil one cause mental illness?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we know that he gets in there and messes around with it, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. He comes in through any wound, really.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of woundedness, emotions, any kind of, you know, if you've been deserted or abused or anything like that, he will come in on that. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he's a coward, and he always comes in at the weakest spot, and he looks for your weaknesses. And that's why he can, very often, he capitalizes on mental illness, makes it even worse for those dear people who are suffering from that. He just piggybacks on it and makes their life miserable. So, absolutely, that can happen. Very careful about that.
Yeah. So St. Dimphna, a great saint, right? Because she conquered, you know, she conquered the evil one through her martyrdom. And oftentimes, you know, martyrdom does not have to be about letting of the blood. It can also be about, you know, this sacrificial offering that's made when we are struggling with such matters. So all of that being said, lots of good calls coming in. I want to ask y'all to hold because there's a couple of things that Sue and I want to get to at this moment in the program. So Martha and Frank and Camille just hold on for us. We're going to have more callers calling in too. 833-288-EWTN. You can be one of the ones that call in by using that toll-free number here in North America. But Sue, you've got some interesting material. So let's just dive in. Go ahead. You pull up the one you want to talk about first.
Yeah, the one is somebody wrote in, and this is a question we get a lot. She said, I don't understand why it's so dangerous to read a horoscope or get a tarot reading just for fun. If I don't have any intention of being in contact with demons, what's the harm?
Good question.
So here's what the devil thinks about your intentions, is what I have here. You know, really, if you think about it, that's on the supernatural level, that's one thing. But on the natural level, it's the equivalent of saying, I hear playing in traffic can be dangerous, but I'm only doing it for fun, so how deadly can it be? Regardless of why you're playing in traffic, you're going to get hurt. If you're playing in traffic, right? So the same rules apply in the demonic realm. And I'm referring that it was the book Liber Christo, a field manual for spiritual warfare by Dr. Dan Schneider. And he uses the example of so-called friendly fire in the military. And the soldiers often say, they say, friendly fire isn't. And they say that for a reason, because regardless, he says, of the subjective intention of the shooter, the bullet carries an objective and lethal reality with it. So he goes on to clarify, he says, the devil, therefore, always works in the objective, what is, mm-hmm. and not the subjective, our intentions or our feelings. They don't matter to him. They don't matter to him at all. So the demon couldn't care less why you're dabbling in divination or psychics or yoga. All that matters to him is that you are. That's all that matters. And once you make that turn toward him with your own free will, whether it's for fun or for real, the devil now has the authority to be there because you gave it to him. It was you who opened the door. And it doesn't matter that you opened the door simply because you didn't know that anything bad could happen. Ignorance is not an excuse. That's known as vincible ignorance, right? And as Dr. Snyder says, is nowhere in the natural realm does our ignorance of a rule mean that we are not subject to the penalty of its violation. As a Christian, you should know that the Bible, and I'm talking Deuteronomy et al., I mean, there's just so many warnings in there about the occult and all of these different practices and how they are forbidden. You can't say that, well, I didn't know it. And therefore expect to be protected from it, you should have made a reasonable effort to learn about those prohibitions. So when you don't do that, then you're guilty of what's known as vincible ignorance, right? It means that it's an ignorance that you could have corrected if you had made the effort to do so. And being vincibly ignorant is not going to protect you from the ramifications of dabbling in the practices. So I say, to put it in simpler terms, not resorting to the Bible and the catechism to learn about these things before you start to fool around about in them is like opening your front door to whoever is knocking, excuse me, without bothering to use the peephole. Why would you do that? I wouldn't do it. So, but I say that the fact that this writer is even asking the question tells me that the person did have at least some clue that this could be dangerous. So I say to that person, why take the chance?
That's right.
Even if it's just a little clue in your mind, just don't do it. Play it safe. Better safe than eternally sorry is what I always say.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. I just want to underscore something that you said, and this is important for all of us to remember. We have a responsibility and a duty to know what the church teaches. It's our responsibility and our duty. Oftentimes we learn through others what the church teaches, like we hear what Father says in his homilies, right? And maybe we attended Catholic school, right? And maybe you listen to EWTN radio, you know, and you have all of these opportunities to learn what the church teaches. But what we need to stress is that Catholics have a responsibility and a duty to know what the church teaches as a result of the fact that they're baptized. So we, you know, when our children are little, have a duty and obligation to teach them, but we want to also teach them how to be good students, how it is that they can discover for themselves what the church teaches. And Sue, we live in an age of information. This is the information age. We no longer live back in the Middle Ages, you know, or the time even prior to the printing press. You know, this is a prolifically information-saturated culture, to put all those words together. So we have the internet, we have print media, we've got the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which you can access online as well as having it printed out. I prefer to use it printed out, but others don't. We have that, right? We have podcasts that are available today, right? We have our podcast, Grace Under Fire, that's available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. Sue's New Age blog, available for you at womenofgrace.com. Over 1,500, 1,600 questions and answers there. One of these days, we'll sit down and count them all. But we did a count at one point.
17-something now.
See, there you go, 17-something.
I feel tired just saying that.
Well, you know, I listen, this is a legacy, you know, because what you're writing is not going to, the opinion of the church on these matters is not going to change.
Right,
and so
true.
What you're sharing, you know, and we know this, and I just think y'all should know this too. This website, that blog is accessed around the world. We have exorcists that access it frequently. We have exorcism teams of people that pray. They're not doing the exorcism, but pray for the exorcists that reference that blog around the world, because there's nothing else quite like it. So it's a treasure for the church, quite frankly. What a beautiful, not only legacy, Sue, for your own personal work, but truly what an apostolic work this is for the entirety of Christianity. We know that there are non-Catholics that access that blog. So I really want to encourage you. There's no reason to be ignorant anymore. That's all I wanted to say.
Absolutely not.
So, you
absolutely
know,
not.
Tune in every week. We're telling you about the... And why do we do it? Because we don't want for you to fall into the trap that the evil one will try to set for you, because he tries to set it for each one of us.
Absolutely. And I don't want to take all the accolades for this blog, my dear Johnette, because you have been a pioneer in this field since, what, the late 1980s, early 1990s?
Yeah.
And you have just refuses to give it up. She will not give it up. She just says, no, we're going to continue to work on this. We're going to continue to let people know. And I'll tell you what, really, the Lord was inspiring you with that feeling, with that impulse to continue. You must continue this, because look how it has proliferated just in the last 10 years.
It was it's so scary. Well, let me just very quickly tell the story of how I got involved with this. I was up here at EWTN. Mother Angelica was so gracious. I had 8 hours of videotape interviewing reported apparition, the visionaries of reported apparitions, right? And I couldn't raise the money to edit it. Mother made her edit studios available to me. And so I was up here, and I was staying at a guest house. You know the guest houses here. And there was a woman that was also staying at the same guest house, and she was Mother's live show guest. Her name was Constance Cumby.
Oh, yes.
And she came back from the live show, and I said, what was your topic? I couldn't get up there because I was busy with my work. And she said, oh, I talked about the New Age. And I said, what is that? And we were up until 2 in the morning, her telling me. I was terrified. I couldn't sleep that night. You know, because she was telling me about how these are door openers for the evil one and the occult. And so it was really, it grabbed my heart. I was disturbed by it. But at that time, it was so on the fringes that it wasn't, you know, that perceptible. When I got back to Florida, however, I began to see it, because now my eyes were open, right? And we had Scientology right there in Clearwater.
Oh, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So there was all of that. And I went to my spiritual director. And I said, you know, this, I met this woman, and I said, what she said really upset me. My spiritual director said, I want you to research this. So in obedience to my spiritual director, I began to dig into that which I did not want to know anything about.
Wow.
So that's how that happened. So, you know, anyway, it was obedience that did it.
The queen of virtues.
Yeah, the queen of virtues. So all of this is growing because the Lord knew what was going to come. Then it was on the fringe of society. These were, people thought they were wackadoodle people. Now, everything we thought was that was wackadoodle
is
mainstream. It's in our medical field. It's in our kids' classrooms. It's in our retreat centers, Catholic and non-Catholic. It's everywhere. So we do have to know.
We have to know it.
But you've carried the torch.
Well, I did it out of obedience, too.
I might have lit the torch, but you're carrying
the torch.
You did,
Because back in 2003, when I got involved in this, that was when they put out the document, Jesus Christ, the Bearer of the Water of Life. And I was working for the Catholic Standard and Times, and Michelle Johnson said
Director
to me—
Director of Communications now at EWTN, yeah. May I say, our dear friend.
She was the editor at that point. She said, I want you to do a story on it, do an article about it, and tell us what this is all about. That's how I got started. I started reading and I thought, what is all this stuff? What are they talking about here? And I started looking into it and realizing chi and ki, for one thing, are fake. They're phony. I remember going to Michelle and saying, you know, this is a consumer ripoff. What's going on here? This stuff isn't for real. What is going on? You know, all this about psychics and, you know, tarot and occult users, everything that was in that, I thought, this is bad stuff. So I started to write about it. Michelle said, well, go ahead, you know, do a couple articles. Doesn't matter. Well, those articles ended up getting picked up by other newspapers.
Yep.
Before you knew it, I was in it whether I wanted to be or not.
That's exactly right. And that's actually how we met. I knew Michelle, but you called me to interview me for those articles.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, there had been a handful of Catholics out there. But there was only one that continued forward.
That's it. It was you.
Because fools rush in where angels fear to tread. but all of the other, even our own Father Mitch, you know,
yes.
Father Mitch wrote a beautiful book.
I love that, that book. That I still use it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a wonderful book on the New Age.
Catholics in the New Age.
Catholics in the New Age, right. And and another one that was big at that time, oh, here, we're having a moment of reminiscence, friends, was Donna Steichen, Ungodly Rage.
Yeah,
she started talking about how all of this stuff entered into the women's religious orders. So I interviewed Donna. I did shows with her years ago. You know, anyway, all of that being said, that's the history.
But that's how this all started. Mm-hmm. You can see just in this period of time, the last couple of decades, how it has proliferated. And now it's saturated our whole culture, our faith. It's in our faith. You go into churches now and they have centering prayer. They have the Enneagram.
Oh, and some of them had pentagrams on the floor, or labyrinths, you know.
Oh, labyrinths. Labyrinths is another one.
Not the pentagrams, the labyrinths. I correct myself.
And everything is
friends.
Carefully disguised. You have to really look into it. You have to look into it. But that's the beauty of the internet. Like you were saying, we're in the digital age.
Right.
So that you can just really, with the click of a mouse, find this information. It's really not that hard. I'll probably get demoted now after I tell you this. But, I mean, I can find out this stuff in about 5 minutes.
You get demoted.
It's not that hard. It's right out there, and you can find it. And that's why it's so important to know that just because you were, well, I didn't know it was going to hurt me, that's not going to protect you.
Right.
You really should know about it, and it isn't that hard. And it's only going to take you a few minutes to read certain sections in the catechism that tell you. It gives you a whole list in the catechism of all the things to stay away from. It's very easy.
Well, and I want to recommend to all of you, too, because I don't think we mention this often enough, Sue, and you got to remind me when we're doing Wednesdays to share about the fact that Sue put together a Learn to Discern compendium. It's Learn to Discern, is it Christian or New Age? It is a compendium, really, from A to Z on all of these kinds of things. It's a great resource. You should really have it. I have knowledge of the fact that a lot of the exorcists actually have that compendium. Mm-hmm. And it's really quite useful for all of them. So that EWTNRC.com has that compendium for you. We have it at Women of Grace, too. But EWTNRC.com has it. So we want to encourage you to get a copy of that. And also, too, I've interviewed Sue any number of times on television. We're going to be doing that later today, as a matter of fact. But all of those shows are archived for you. There are those ones with Donna Steichen. So, again, there's no reason to be uninformed. When we come back, we're going to get to our phone lines. Eager to talk with Martha and Frank and Camille. I'd love to hear from you too. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Almost 40 years opening up the New Age, Sue. Of course, it's good that we're not getting any older. It's an amazing thing how we've just stayed constant this whole time. We're going to be right back, friends. Stay with us.
We wish.
Truly.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Jeanette Williams. I am delighted to be with you today, and I'm so excited because Sue Brinkman is actually in studio. You know, we do Wacky Wednesday every Wednesday. Sue is with me on radio. Usually, though, she is there, you know, right outside of Philadelphia, and I am here in Birmingham, Alabama. So it's rare that we are together for the shows, and we are today, and we're right here on the campus of EWTN. So we're very excited, and I'm happy that you're calling in with questions. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. I want to get to the phone line, Sue, and then I want you to answer that question about, you know, why is it that little children, have these near-death experiences. We'll talk about that in a moment, too, because we want to get to that issue. But Martha is with us from Mississippi. So happy that you are with us, Martha, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. Hello.
Hello.
There you go. How are you, Martha?
Oh, good, thank you. I wanted to ask you, is it spiritually safe to have someone that practices yoga as a Far Eastern religion or Zen Buddhism meditation and an attached bed and breakfast? Because it person may be a very good person, not know, but they can possibly have evil spirits hovering about or even try to take.
So, Martha, let me just interject. We're having a little difficulty hearing you. I don't know if you're very close to the mouthpiece of your phone or what the problem is there. But if I understand correctly, you have a bed and breakfast, and you're wondering, is it safe to have somebody in the bed and breakfast that is doing occult kinds of things and or yoga is what I think you're asking today. Do I have that right?
Even though the person may be a very nice person, then to have them in your house is that spiritually dangerous?
Okay.
Because there may be evil spirits lurking.
Yes. Would that? Yes. I get the question. So is it dangerous to have individuals like this in your house? Because if they're doing these things, you know, does it kind of excite the demonic world? So I think that that's the question there, Sue.
I would not want them doing those things in the house.
No.
Definitely I would not have that. Now, if it's just a person who is doing yoga, let's say, just yoga, if they have anything to do with the occult, no, I would not want them in the house, whether or not they're doing it in the house or not. Yoga, a lot of people are just doing it. They say, well, I'm just doing the exercises. And that does call down evil spirits because they hide behind the name of the Hindu gods that those poses are welcoming. But if they're really only just doing that as exercise, I don't know that I would be that scrupulous about it. But I would not want them doing that kind of stuff on your premises because they're calling down. Spirits. And if they're getting involved in any kind of occult practice in there, I would put my foot down on that too. I'd make it a point to say that this is a Catholic house. Make sure that, I'm sure that your house is blessed, that you have pictures of our Lord in the house, blessed objects in the house, holy water in the house, and always go around, I would say, after your guests. I'm not saying that your guests are all, you know, spiritually untidy, so to speak, but I would definitely make it a point to keep that house tip-top shape as far as having it blessed.
Yeah. So if I understand you correctly, Sue, you're making a distinction. You're saying if somebody's involved in the occult, whether they are doing occult activities in the house or not, they shouldn't come.
No.
Don't have them as a guest. The yoga person, if they do yoga, but they're not doing it in the house, it's okay to have them there, but you wouldn't want them doing the yoga in the house.
Right. I wouldn't want
there
them there.
And
I mean, unless they're a yogi or something like that. You know, if there's just somebody who says, well, yeah, I take a yoga class once a week. I mean, that's different. I'm not saying that that's okay, that you should be doing that. You shouldn't be doing it at all. But as far as having a whole lot of spirits attached to a person, they could have that, and they could kind of, they could have an influence there. But I'm thinking that that's probably not going to be as big a problem as if they are actually doing these things on the premises.
There you go.
Especially if your premises is blessed.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Martha. That's a good question. And because, you know, it pertains to you in a particular way because you have a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
This is your business. But it also pertains to those of us who just welcome guests into our home. We don't want those kinds of activities going on in the house, you know.
Absolutely not.
There's a blessing, but, you know, there's when the house is blessed, you know, and perhaps we are unaware of the fact that this is going on, that's one thing. But if the house is blessed, we're aware that it's going on, we should not presume upon the Lord.
Right.
You know? So we don't want to commit this in a presumption. Well, it's okay. You know, I know my daughter's into the occult and, you know, I know she's doing all this wacky stuff in her room, but the house is blessed. Ooh, that's tempting.
Tempting God.
Yeah,
that's what that
it's
is.
Not a good thing. So, yeah. So thanks for your question, Martha. It has a lot of applications to all of us, I think. I do appreciate it. And Martha was with us via EWTN.com. That is the website of EWTN. If you don't get Catholic radio in your area through an affiliate, it's a great way to be able to listen to EWTN. Also, the EWTN app. Wonderful, wonderful free app that allows you to listen to the shows even if you miss them. Through its on-demand feature there. Excellent. Well, let's get to Frank. Frank is a first-time caller. Woohoo! Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. We're going to get your little ring-a-ding. There we go. We like to welcome our first-timers, Frank, with a little bell. You're there in Philadelphia, PA.
Yes, my hometown.
Yeah, her stomping grounds there. So share with us. Listening
Good
to
morning.
Us via Holy Spirit Radio, by the way. We love Holy Spirit Radio. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. I want to say I'm Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank my friend Kathy Lou in South Philly. Told me about you. Today's the first time. Two questions. They're both kind of the same thing. For healing, like for making a person over health problems, the first one is Japanese, called Reiki or Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Other one's called quantum alignment. Are you familiar with either one of them?
Yes.
And if so, are they safe?
No. No, they're not. Reiki is direct involvement with the occult. Reiki is not a massage, even though it might be presented that way. Is that how it's being presented to you? Is it some kind of massage therapy?
No, we didn't go into detail. Just told me, I had not seen her yet.
Okay.
I'll be seeing her only on the 31st this month.
Okay, yeah. I would definitely not do that. Reiki is, the word means Rei, transcendent spirit, and Ki means energy. And what it is you are channeling a Reiki source of energy. And the person who does it acts as a channeler. And they're channeling energy into you from this source.
Supposedly.
A supposed source. And the source is always with a capital S. And the USCCB, our bishops, have condemned Reiki, saying that it's not in the realm of science or in religion, really, because in science there's nothing to it. There's absolutely no scientific evidence that it works, number one. And number two, it's fooling around with occult spirits. Who is this source with the capital S? What do we call him? It's not God. Some of them like to say it is God, but it isn't.
Or the universal life force energy.
Yeah, it's a universal life force energy. It's chi and ki. It's ki. That's a universal life force energy. That's what it is.
And it doesn't exist.
It doesn't. And that channeler who's giving you that massage is actually being guided by a spirit guide who is given to that person during one of the three attunements that they have to go through in order to become a Reiki master. So I would stay as far away from Reiki as possible. I tell people, don't even go into a place that does Reiki, because of how directly you are in contact with the occult during that particular type of, well, they call it a massage, but it's not a massage. The hands only linger on the top of the body. They're just like right over the surface of the body. They just kind of move around. And they're saying that they're manipulating this energy, that there's no scientific evidence that the energy even exists. That's just another problem with it. But don't go there.
What about this? I'm on good solid spiritual grounds. I do my prayers. I am sick. I have a priest come to my house once a month for communion and confession.
Mm-hmm.
I catch mass, like, who knows, 5 to 7 times a week. I mean, can't the devil only get in you if you want to?
No, but if you're opening a door to him, he's
you're inviting him in.
You're inviting him. Whether you intend to do that or not, once you turn around, you turn to something that has anything to do with the occult, you have opened a door. You do not want to do that to God. Remain faithful to him. This God who means so much to you, Frank, if you're so close to him, why do you even bother with that? But, of course, you didn't know it. You didn't know what Reiki was, and you did the right thing by making this phone call. You really did the right thing for calling us and letting us tell you that, because Reiki really is very disguised. But our church forbids practicing that. So just obey the church, and you'll be safe with that one. But it's good that you called.
It's not going to help you, Frank, anyway. And here's the other part of that. Oftentimes, because you're consorting with evil, and that's the bottom line. You know, the Reiki master might say to you, well, you know, this is the life force energy, or this is the source, or whatever it is that they say. The fact of the matter is, just like with yoga, they hide behind all that. There is no life force energy. They hide, the demons hide behind all of that. So it's a direct operation with the demonic is what's going on there. And what the evil one can do, now remember, that he has powers. There's no question about that. When he fell from heaven, he didn't lose his powers, but he uses them for evil. So he can fake a healing. And oftentimes we'll have people, Sue, right, that will say, oh, but I feel so much better after that. Or, oh, this yoga really is good for my back. Well, here's the thing. He will fake that. But the fact of the matter is, you will eventually end up in worse shape than you were in to begin with. Because he is a liar and he's a manipulator, and he just really wants to invade the territory of your soul and your being. So, you know, you don't want to do it. It's not going to help you. And I'm sorry that you suffer so. And, you know, we can say a prayer for you for that. But I just want to let you know that, as we well know, and what Holy Mother Church teaches us, because of the reality of the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, our suffering has great merit when we suffer in union with Him. We do seek legitimate means for healing all the time, but for the duration, for the period of time that we are disabled in some way, which could be for the rest of a person's life, I understand, we offer that. We attach it to the sufferings of Christ, and it does great work in the world. So, Father God, I would just ask now that you would come upon your son, Frank, that whatever the difficulty is that he's struggling with, Lord, that through the healing reality of the Holy Spirit, that he would experience relief, Lord. I even ask that he would be completely healed, Lord. We ask, Father God, that you would continue to increase the graces in your son's life. He loves you so. And it is, Father God, that healing comes by way of you and the means that you give us that are in accordance with your holy will. And so it is that we offer this prayer to you in the name of your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. So, Frank, thank you for your call. Sue said you did the right thing. I echo that. You did the right thing, and we've saved you, I think, just because you called in. You were able to be saved through the message that was given from a whole lot of heartache and pain that could come later on as a result of activity in this way. Right, Sue?
Right, right. And as far as the quantum alignment is concerned, Frank, I have information on quantum jumping, quantum love, quantum reflex analysis. That's it, quantum love, and quantum neurology. But I have nothing on quantum alignment. So I don't know what it is. Just beware of the word quantum. It's being used by a lot of New Age practitioners because it makes them sound scientific. So they use the word quantum. So if it has anything to do, when you read the description of it online, if it has anything to do with bioenergy, universal life force energy, chi or ki or prana or vital force, stay away from it. It's New Age and it's not going to help you. It's not going to do anything for you because that energy doesn't exist. So there's no way that it could work.
Thanks for your call, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
We have Camille with us. Camille is also a first-time caller. She is out there in Dallas, Texas. We're very eager to speak with Camille. She is listening to us via Alexa, and we welcome you today. Ding, 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 ding. There's your little ding-a-ling to welcome you as a first-time caller. Camille, how are you, honey?
Oh, I am blessed. I am so blessed, and I'm so thankful for you and your ministry and for EWTN and praise God that we can all listen without being afraid and we're not persecuted like so many of our brothers and sisters around the world.
Truly indeed.
My question has to do, I have actually two questions.
Sure.
I do not know all the resources that you might know that you could help convince young people who are not Catholic and some who are Catholic who just put off having their children baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if there was a book that talked about all the saints who were baptized right after they were born, or any resource that you have that could help us help young people today understand baptism is the entry, the gateway to the family of God. It's so important. It's critically important.
Yes.
And I also have a question about death, about books for kids who need to understand about death through the Catholic perspective, young kids whose grandparents died. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Camille. So, you know, in terms of a book that is specific to baptism, that would be a book that's probably more like a catechetical resource. You know, I don't know something that is geared towards, you know, a popular read in the sense of, you know, it's told in a story or something like that. But you can go out to the Catechism of the Catholic Church and look up the sacrament, which you could also do, I think, you know, is maybe photocopy some of that. You know, a catechism could be overwhelming for somebody to receive, but you could copy some of those paragraphs and present that to someone. I think that would be very good. There's also probably got to be some literature that's available that's been published that talks about the sacrament of baptism in the sense of explaining it in its necessity. I just don't quite know what that would be at the present moment, but we might have somebody listening today that does. So if you are listening today and you do have you know, any kind of knowledge in that area of a resource that would be good for her to use, I would really encourage you to do that, because, you know, what a wonderful question you're asking and how very important it is, right, that people understand the necessity of baptizing their children, Camille. And, you know, your heart is expansive there with that beautiful gift of spiritual maternity that wants to see these children receive that sacrament as soon as possible. But specifically to that, I don't know. Now, as for the, you know, a series or something that talks to children about death, I'll tell you one very beautiful book written by a friend of ours, Susan Tassone, and she writes about the holy souls. She writes about it in reference to children. And EWTN's Religious Catalog has that book. And while it doesn't, how do I want to phrase it? While it's not specific to the concept of death in the sense that it's talking about death as the main subject matter, it is talking about holy souls. It is talking about people die. It does talk about what happens to people after they die. And so that kind of, I think, would be a great book, very, very appropriate for that age group.
A good conversation starter, that would be. You know, you could really begin to teach the child a little bit about death so they're not so afraid of it. They see that there is life after death, and this is what life after death looks like, you know, in the eyes of these souls from purgatory. So, I mean, that would be good, but also to just go out and Google Catholic books, children, and just see what comes up. Because I'm sure there's a lot of good things out there, but I don't know what they are off the top of my head. I don't have children, so I really wouldn't, I just don't know. I'm not familiar with that category of books, but I'm sure that there's stuff out there. There's got to be, Camille.
Yeah, the Susan Tassone's book is New Friends Now and Forever. And it's a story about the holy souls. And it's, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful book. We actually, I interviewed her on television about that book. But in addition to that, she did a webinar for us where she talked about this book. And it's just, it's a lovely book. I think it's perfect for what you're interested in. Another thing I would really encourage you to do, there's a series of books written by Father Lawrence Lovasik, L-O-V, is in victory, A-S-I-K. He's now gone on to his eternal reward. He was from Tarentum, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Pittsburgh. And so that I always want to mention that because that's where I was born and raised. But that being said, Father Lovasik has a series of books on saints. And these are kind of like paperback, you know, they're picture books for kids. And you can buy them as a set. EWTN's Religious Catalog has them. And it has the stories of all of these different saints. And it's a beautiful way to present to them, you know, about who saints are, the communion of saints. We want to remain in a state of grace because we want to be a saint. And I read those to my granddaughter, who was living with me until she was 8 with her mom. And she just loved those books as a child. And she wanted me to read to her all about the martyr saints all of the time. There's other saints in there that were not martyrs. But it's a beautiful, beautiful series of books. And it's stood the test of time. So it tells you how very beneficial that is. And it's Father Lawrence Lovasik. Father, I'm going on the website here to see if I can find this really fast, which I probably can't do because I'm just not very proficient in doing two things at one time. But that being said, I would really encourage you to check out his books. I think it'll help you very, very much. Does that help you? Give you some insights?
I cannot thank you enough. And I just don't know how, if you get someone who calls back about a book that explains the necessity of baptizing early, I could you call my number and share that with me later, maybe? I'm so anxious, but everything you suggested is great, and I love Susan's books. I have some of them, but I do not have that book, and I will get that book.
Oh, you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, and you, God bless you all.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. And I think probably I don't know if we keep these numbers or not, but if so, I'll tell you what you can also do. You can you can call Women of Grace on our 800 number, 800-558-5452. You can leave your number there, and if somebody does call back, or if I come across something, then I can get information to you.
That would be wonderful, and God bless you and all your endeavors. May God just pour out his graces on everything that you are involved with. Oh. And thank you again for this week's series on EWTN and all of them. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Yeah, wonderful author. I'm just...
I remember I have books from Father Levasic, and
do you?
Yes, and he's just very good. He's very clear, very succinct. I think he would do marvelously with children.
Oh, yes.
Who need a simple explanation.
Yeah, so I found this is a complete gift set of books, 1 through 12, Book of Saints, complete gift set is what it is. Picture books, St. Joseph picture books, gift set. So get on out to $31.95. You can find it out there. We have it right here at EWTN as well. Sue, the show just sped by.
I know. I can't believe it's over
Gracious
already.
Gracious sakes. We did a whole lot of chit-chatting.
Yeah, but it was the course fun. Of time. It was fun.
It was fun. And we hope that you enjoyed it. Friends, Sue is with me every Wednesday on Women of Grace. It's our Wacky Wednesday feature. And so we invite you to join us. Get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. Access that New Age blog. Get Sue's book, Learn to Discern. Is it Christian or New Age? Available for you. That's the compendium at EWTN's Religious Catalog. We love y'all. God bless you now. Bye.